First, it's not a secret that Wisconsin is sharply divided politically. For example, take a look at the approval ratings for our elected officials in the most recent Marquette University Law School poll. Let's focus on what the opposing party thinks of each of them. President Trump has 5% support among Democrats. Republican Senator Ron Johnson has 12% support from Democrats. Senator Tammy Baldwin, a Democrat, has 12% support from Republicans. But then there's Governor Evers. Among Republicans, he has 27% support. When it comes to his handling of the coronavirus, GOP support goes up to 35%. Our next guest did some analysis on why Evers is enjoying decent crossover support, at least by today's Wisconsin standards. Craig Gilbert is the Washington Bureau Chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Craig, good to have you back with us.
Yeah, it's great to be with you.
Well, on the one hand, Craig, 27% support from the opposing party doesn't sound like a big number, but by the way things go lately, it's kind of a big deal. What's up with that?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. When you go back and look at some of our past elections, you know, that when I was first covering state politics in Wisconsin, you know, Russ Feingold got elected to the U.S. Senate in the early 90s, and he got like 25% of the Republican vote, and Bob Kasten, his Republican opponent, got like 25% of the Democratic vote. You can find examples even more dramatic than that with Tommy Thompson and Herb Kohl, but that kind of disappeared over the last decade and a half. And, you know, in today's era, it's very unusual for a major political figure nationally, but particularly in Wisconsin, to get any kind of support or even kind of positive ratings from voters in the other party. Tony Evers is proving to be somewhat of an exception to that. I think it's partly the current numbers are partly a reflection of the pandemic, but this pattern kind of preceded the pandemic. So I think it's also partly owing to perceptions of him and his background, and also the contrast between him and Governor Scott Walker, his Republican predecessor, who was, you know, obviously a very polarizing figure.
Yeah, I wanted to go there next. There are a lot of different ways to slice and dice this. Can you compare and contrast what we saw in surveys about Governor Walker versus what we see about Governor Evers?
Yeah, Governor Walker was a classic case where everybody had an opinion about him, so there were no don't knows. He was also a case where Republicans overwhelmingly liked him and Democrats overwhelmingly disliked him. He was also a case where he was right around 50-50 all the time. Sometimes he was below that number. Sometimes he was a little bit above. But his overall approval rating, partly because of how polarized people were over him, his overall approval rating never got higher than 52% in 50 polls that Marquette University did over the last seven years of his 8-year governorship. And finally, you know, if you ask people about their kind of intensity of opinion, they had really strong opinions about Governor Walker for good and for ill. You know, more than 2/3 of voters either strongly approved of him or strongly disapproved of him. So on all those dimensions, we see a difference with Tony Evers. I think that difference originally had to do with the fact that he wasn't nearly as well known. I think it's also had to do with the fact that he came out of a nonpartisan sort of background, you know, an educator. He was state school superintendent. He wasn't like a state legislator or a partisan political figure. And I think, you know, his style, he's a low-key, mild-mannered guy. He hasn't done a lot of unpopular things like Scott Walker did some very controversial things. But in the case of Governor Evers, he also hasn't had an opportunity to do a lot of controversial things, even though there's some controversy around his handling of the pandemic, because you have a Republican legislature that is basically going to block, you know, his agenda by and large.
Right. And that's a very big contrast to Scott Walker, who had a Republican majority from the get-go and could advance his agenda, including the bits that the other side really didn't like. And you talked to some political strategists who thought that alone might account for this difference in polling.
Yeah. And of course, you know, everybody remembers that Governor Walker, right out of the gate, you know, dropped a political bomb with Act 10, something that, contrary to what he has said, he didn't really campaign on, and was a surprise and a shock to voters, and was obviously hugely unpopular with Democrats. You know, it was, you know, modestly popular with a lot of independent voters and very popular with the Republican voters, But it caused such a backlash on the Democratic side, and even that backlash was polarizing. You know, everybody remembers the drama around that, the protests, the recalls. So that happened right at the outset of his governorship, and it really kind of set the tone for public opinion and the divisions in public opinion over him for his two terms in office.
Talking to Craig Gilbert, Washington Bureau Chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, looking at polling of Governor Evers and how he compares to other political figures, Scott Walker when he was in office, President Trump, Senators Baldwin and Johnson. Governor Evers having higher approval and less polarized thoughts about him so far. We're looking at some of the reasons for that. You can join in, by the way, if you have a theory at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Craig, another point of comparison might be to other governors. What do you see when it comes to cross-party sentiment when you compare Governor Evers to some other governors in states where they do this kind of polling?
Well, there actually are governors who get more broad cross-party support than Governor Evers. And again, this may be partly owing to the fact that Wisconsin remains a very polarized state. And so, you know, the extreme example might be Governor DeWine, the Republican governor of Ohio, who's got like approval ratings, at least for his handling of coronavirus, in like the 80s, which, and you can't get an approval rating in the 80s without getting tons of favorable ratings, very high favorable ratings from voters in the other party. And there actually are a few Republican governors in purple and blue states that are getting higher ratings from voters in the other party on coronavirus than they're getting from voters in their own party, which is pretty remarkable. I would say the other pattern that's interesting is if you just look at, you know, there's not a ton of great polling that allows us to compare governors' overall approval ratings across all these states, but there's a couple of organizations. One is sort of a group of, you know, Harvard, Rutgers, and Northeastern universities have done 50 state polls on how governors have handled coronavirus. Also, another polling outfit in a study published by the Washington Post has done the same thing. And in both of those, even though Tony Evers has quite positive ratings on handling coronavirus, he's actually like in the bottom, you know, quintile of governors. He's below average. Because other governors, you know, all governors, almost all governors have gotten a boost for their handling of the pandemic, but a majority of governors are getting actually higher ratings than Tony Evers is in their own states amid this kind of rising tide for all governors.
Yeah, talk a little more about what we know from polls. And you know, we've only had a couple of these so far because this is new. But what are polls telling us about what Wisconsinites think of Governor Evers' performance specifically on the coronavirus issue?
Yeah, I believe in the last two Marquette polls, you know, we saw some really big numbers where his ratings on coronavirus, I think in the last poll, were in the 60s, maybe low to mid 60s. I think they were even in the high 60s in the March poll. Now, you know, a couple of things have happened. That March poll, which saw sort of his ratings really peak and really soar, it was before the issue of the pandemic began to kind of polarize public opinion along party lines. I mean, even today, it's not 50-50. Even today, there's a majority support for restrictions that governors have been pushing, for the stay-at-home orders, for social distancing. All of that has been kind of largely popular, but we've seen it become a little bit more divisive where the gap between Republicans and Democrats has grown. And so you get a kind of a larger minority, mostly of Republicans, really pushing back on the restrictions and wanting, you know, kind of a more rapid shift toward a reopening. And so we have seen in national polling and in the Wisconsin polling, you know, this issue become more divided along party lines. So Governor Evers in the last poll still had a really good rating on his handling of coronavirus, but, you know, his numbers among Republican voters went down more than among independent voters and Democratic voters over this issue.
We're talking about Governor Evers' relatively strong approval ratings in usually polarized Wisconsin with Craig Gilbert, Washington Bureau Chief from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you approve or disapprove of the job the governor is doing? Do you see him as a less polarizing figure than some other figures in Wisconsin politics in recent years? Are you among the roughly quarter of Republicans who say you support Governor Evers? How do you generally feel about state politicians from across the aisle? And do you see Wisconsin as divided as we sometimes make it out to be? Or do you think, you know, we hear more from the extremes on both ends and there are more people in the middle than we know? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Right now, we pick up our conversation about Governor Evers and how he performs in surveys in the state. The latest Marquette University Law School poll shows him with 59% support, including 27% of Republicans, which is a lot by Wisconsin standards for cross-party support. His numbers are stronger even for his handling of the coronavirus. Craig Gilbert is with us, Washington Bureau Chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You can join in at 800-642-1234. How do you feel about the job Governor Evers is doing, both overall and on COVID-19? If you're a Republican, do you support Evers, or do you wish Scott Walker was still in charge? Do you find it hard to even consider supporting a politician in the opposite party, or have you, at some point in recent years, voted across the aisle from the way you usually vote? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. Craig, before we get to our callers, let's talk about the independent voters. And sometimes we think those are people in the middle. Often they're independent on one side or another. What do we know about them and their support or lack of same for Governor Evers?
Yeah, so there's really two different groups of independent voters that we see in the polling in Wisconsin. One is like the pure independents, the people that, you know, you ask them, hey, what party do you identify with? And the people that don't say, you know, Republican or Democrat, they say independent. And then you ask them again, well, even though you're an independent, do you lean more toward one party or the other? And the people that still say they're an independent and don't lean is actually a pretty small group. It's like 10%. But the larger group of independents includes people that are like soft Republicans, soft Democrats. They're kind of Republican and Democratic leaning independents. And we have better numbers on them because they're just a bigger group and the numbers are more reliable. So among that group, you know, he's got pretty positive ratings, which you would expect from somebody who's, you know, in the high 50s in terms of his approval overall. So he's doing well with this group. You know, the other little caveat I would add about the numbers he's getting from Republicans is, you know, even when he's getting 20 or 25% approval from Republicans, you know, you wouldn't expect those Republican voters to necessarily vote for him right in an election, because what happens around the election is everybody gets that much more polarized. In fact, there's an interesting wrinkle in Evers' ratings where his approval ratings are considerably higher among Republicans than the numbers he gets when the voters are asked if they view him favorably or not. That's more like typically been seen as like a more personal measure of your popularity. And so it's kind of odd that, you know, he might be getting 20 or 25% approval for his performance among Republicans, but maybe 10 or 15% favorable ratings from Republicans, which could just mean that, you know, the difference could just be that some Republican voters, that they don't really like him. He's a Democrat. They're not crazy about him, but they think he's done an okay job. I don't know whether that's the right interpretation, but it's a weird little wrinkle in his polling. We didn't see that at all with Scott Walker. I mean, his ratings, his favorability ratings were exactly the same as his approval ratings.
Let's go to a caller now at 800-642-1234. Sherry is with us in Elkhorn. Sherry, hello.
Hi. I just want to say that I think Evers is doing the best job he can without having to fight off the Republicans at every decision. He's trying to do what's best for Wisconsin, and they're fighting him every which way. And I just don't think that's fair to judge him for his achievements because of that.
Sherry, thanks a lot for the call. And that touches on a little bit of what we were talking about earlier, Craig, since Governor Evers doesn't have the opportunity to full-on advance his agenda, given a Republican legislature, he maybe gets kind of an incomplete because people don't know what to make of him.
Yeah, I don't think he's getting penalized in the polling for what he hasn't accomplished. And so maybe that gets to what the caller was suggesting, that some voters, including some independent voters, may be saying, well, you know, they may be accounting for the fact that, you know, understanding there's not a whole lot he can get done in divided government with a legislature that's not just Republican, but overwhelmingly Republican and obviously opposed to most of his ideas. You know, the interesting question will be, you know, when we get to reelection time, you know, the situation with Scott Walker was his polarization around him was always a double-edged sword. It meant that, you know, he could always count on a very firm base of support, and he could always count on a very firm base of opposition. But his numbers, you know, were kind of resistant to change, and it also meant that, you know, it was hard, you know, in campaigns to really go after him because people had very firm opinions of him. So it was good and bad. The question with Evers will be, you know, if it turns out that his identity is not as firmly planted among voters, you know, that could leave him vulnerable to attacks because it could make it easier for the other side to sort of push public opinion against him. Or he could just turn out to be, you know, relatively popular with enough kind of quasi-independent voters that he'll be really advantaged in an election. We just don't know.
Thanks for that call, Sherry, at 800-642-1234. Craig Gilbert is with us, Washington Bureau Chief from the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel, looking at Governor Evers' approval ratings in the polls here in a usually polarized Wisconsin. Craig, I mean, we talk about Wisconsin being super polarized. We talk about the United States being pretty polarized. Do we have a sense of whether we really stand out here in Wisconsin with how divided we are compared to other states?
You know, I think most of the evidence over time that I've seen does suggest that, you know, even compared to the rest of the country, we're a little more polarized. I mean, if you think about, I mentioned Ohio, which is a state that's been a battleground state. There's been a lot of political conflict and competition in Ohio. But when you see, you know, Mike DeWine, the Republican governor, with, you know, approval ratings from the other party as high as they are, and you see him up in the 70s or 80s or whatever, it's just really hard to imagine anybody in Wisconsin doing that. You know, even if they were a carbon copy of Mike DeWine, because we are that polarized, it just seems like, you know, support from one side just comes with a certain amount of automatic opposition from the other side. In the past, when I've looked at, you know, how polarized voters are over presidents from one state to another, there's been, you know, some evidence in the polling that they are, in fact, the more polarized in Wisconsin by party over national figures than voters in other states. This wasn't always the case. I mean, I mentioned, you know, people like Herb Kohl and Tommy Thompson. But I think in the modern era, in the contemporary era, it just seems like this state, for a variety of factors, has just been such a hotbed and such a hothouse of political conflict that, you know, you just can't imagine some of the kinds of levels of crossover support that some politicians have occasionally gotten in other states happening in Wisconsin.
Let's bring on another caller now. Robert is with us in Amherst Junction. Robert, hi.
Hi there.
You know, what do you want to bring up, Robert?
I'm seeing a familiar pattern I just wanted to put out there. Back in the Obama administration, the leader of the Senate and a number of other senators clearly, in fact, they even spoke about not wanting President Obama to have any wins. They pledged to be against everything he does, and they tried. They tried to push against everything he tried to do, even if it was good for the people of America. They didn't want him to have the win. And what I'm seeing now is Fitzgerald and Voss doing the same thing to Evers.
Robert, thanks for the call. Craig, is there any incentive to cooperate or, flipping around, any punishment for not cooperating for, say, Republican lawmakers with a Democratic governor?
Well, I mean, this gets – when you talk about the Republican lawmakers, you know, it gets back to the nature of their districts. And, of course, I mean, I think it's pretty known that – that, you know, Wisconsin has a tilted legislative map. I don't think there's much dispute about that. So that means that, you know, that's, you know, a byproduct of that is a legislature that's, you know, has a pretty overwhelming or pretty lopsided Republican majority. And that also means that large majorities of legislators, you know, represent districts that themselves are quite Republican. So you don't have like a lot of Republican legislators in 50-50 districts. That might have been true 20 years ago when the Republicans had legislative majorities. It's not true today. So again, you don't have a lot of Republican legislators that have that kind of political incentive they would have from representing a lot of Democrats or even representing a very competitive district. We don't have that. So the incentives really aren't there. I mean, that's also true to a large extent of Congress, where most districts on both sides in the House of Representatives are pretty tilted in one direction or another. And that's, you know, both in Wisconsin and nationally, that's partly the product of, you know, political trends and political segregation and residential patterns and the fact that cities tend to be overwhelmingly Democratic and rural areas tend to be pretty strongly Republican. But on top of that, the way the districts are drawn has amplified that significantly, particularly in Wisconsin. So, you know, we may have to wait until the next map is drawn after the 2020 census and we get a new set of political districts. And if it's a map that's not just drawn by one party, then it could be, you know, we could see more districts that are competitive and we could see a larger group of legislators in Wisconsin that are pulled in both directions. Now, the parties are pretty polarized anyway, so that's not necessarily an automatic answer. But you know, it's certainly one thing that's going on today that's, you know, driving some of this.
Craig, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Absolutely.
Craig Gilbert is the Washington Bureau Chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We talked to him about Governor Evers' relatively high popularity in Wisconsin, despite the state's deep partisan divide.